We're going to look at the special ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian believer. The ministry of the Holy Spirit in particular to assure us that we are children of God.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you've joined us today. And Colin, I would imagine that you've heard something along these lines quite a bit. I know I have. Like, people will say, I've got a pretty good idea of the work and the role of God the Father, and I've got a pretty good idea of who Jesus is and what he does. But the Holy Spirit, I'm not so sure about him.
Yeah, I've heard that often, as you have, Steve. And yet, the work of the Holy Spirit is at the very heart of Christian experience. I mean, there really is no Christian experience apart from the work of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to look from the first letter of John today and next time at an overview of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian believer. But at the very heart of John's message is this wonderful truth that the Holy Spirit himself gives us assurance that we are God's children. This is stated so wonderfully in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. What a wonderful thing that is, that not only would I have assurance because I read the Bible and believe God's promises, but that God's Holy Spirit actually strengthens assurance in the life of a believer. He tells us, he confirms to us that we really do belong to God and that we are his children. It's a wonderful truth that we're looking at today that's right at the center of peace and joy and hope in the Christian life.
Well, let's continue to look at this from the book of 1 John chapter 2 as we begin a message called Assurance Grows as You Listen to the Witness of the Spirit. Here's Pastor Colin.
We are seeing that God wants you to have peace and to have joy in believing. He wants you to know that you know him. He wants you to know that you are in Christ. He wants you to know that you have eternal life. And the question that we're looking at from this first letter of John is, how can we have confidence and assurance, this wonderful assurance that God wants us to enjoy? And we've seen together from this letter that God calls us to believe in his Son, to love his people, and to obey his commands, and that assurance will grow as we pursue these things. So assurance very clearly is a goal for us to pursue. But in these last Sundays of this series, we're seeing that it is also a wonderful gift for us to enjoy. And it is a gift that comes to us through the ministry of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And John wants us to see and grasp the distinct ministry of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to bring assurance in the life of a Christian believer. Last week, we looked at the ministry of God the Father in this regard. We saw from chapter 3 and verse 21 that the normal experience of a Christian believer is to have confidence before God. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. There's the normal experience of a Christian believer. We have peace with God. We have confidence before him. The normal experience is that our hearts do not condemn us, but John makes very clear that there will be times when our hearts do condemn us. And when these times come, what we are to grasp and where we find help is in this wonderful truth that God is greater than our hearts. By this, chapter 3 and verse 19, we reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts. The good news when your heart condemns you is that God is greater than your heart. God justifies those who have faith in Jesus. He pronounces you not guilty as you believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, and God's judgment overrides any other judgment, even that your own heart may make against you. No power in heaven, no power on earth, no power even in hell itself can overrule the word of Almighty God And it is God who justifies. So the Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans, who then is to condemn? This is how, why there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are justified by faith, and we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's where we were last week, the distinct ministry of God the Father in justifying us, giving us peace and assurance when our hearts otherwise condemn us. Now today, we're going to look at the special ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian believer. The ministry of the Holy Spirit in particular to assure us that we are children of God. And John speaks about this wonderful work of the Holy Spirit repeatedly in this letter. Chapter 3 and verse 24. By this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Or chapter 4 and verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Or chapter 5 and verse 6, where we read that the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Now, John is telling us in these and in other verses what the Apostle Paul tells us very clearly in Romans and chapter 8, that the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, I want to focus especially today on what John says about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian believer in chapter 2 that was read to us. And I want you to notice that John here is addressing a particular problem that he identifies in verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us. Now here then were people who had once professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and then had abandoned the faith that they once professed. They'd left the church. They had gone out from us. And John states very clearly that the action of these particular people in abandoning the faith they had once professed was evidence that they never were true Christians. That's what he's saying. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. Now, you see the point that he's making. True faith perseveres. And continuing in the faith is the clearest evidence that you really are a Christian. It is, the Lord Jesus said, the person who endures to the end who will be saved. Or in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 14, it's stated very clearly, we have come to share in Christ if... Okay, how do you know that you really have come to share in Christ, that you really are a Christian? If indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. That's the distinguishing mark of a true Christian, persevering in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the New Testament gives us many examples of people who once made a profession of faith and then abandoned the faith that they had professed. Let me just give you one or two examples. From the ministry of Jesus, John tells us of many people who believed, that's the word that's used, after Jesus had overturned the tables in the temple. You remember, he drove the traders out of the temple. John records this in chapter 2. And after that, he says, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. They saw these remarkable events. They thought, we want to be a part of this. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people, and he needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. You get something similar in John chapter 6, where Jesus fed the 5,000. That's the first story in that remarkable chapter. And these people were so wowed, as you could well understand, by what Jesus did, multiplying the loaves and the fish in his hand, that they tried after that event to take him by force and to make him their king. But Jesus had not come into the world to promote their agenda. And so he slipped away from them. And the next day they heard that Jesus was over the other side of the lake. So, I mean, all credit to them, they were so determined to go after him, they went all the way around the lake on foot in order to catch up with Jesus. And he then began speaking to them about eternal life, about himself, and about their own spiritual need. And when he spoke to them about these three things, they took offense. And John records in chapter 6 and verse 64, Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." And after this, many of his disciples turned back. Many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. And then, of course, Jesus turned to the 12 and said, "What about you? You're going to go as well?" And you remember Peter's marvelous answer, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Only you have the words of eternal life." So you see the distinction between those who go and those who remain. And the Apostle Paul gives us another example in 1 Timothy in chapter 1. He speaks about certain people who have made shipwreck of the faith. He says to Timothy, exhorting Timothy as a true believer, "Now wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme." Tragic story. And now here, the Apostle John, writing about people who went out from us because they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. Continuing in the faith being the mark of a true and authentic believer. So just letting that settle in our minds and our hearts, no Christian should ever be surprised when someone who once professed faith abandons the faith they once professed. But having said it shouldn't be surprising, because it's always happened, it is profoundly disturbing, isn't it? It is profoundly unsettling. And it's profoundly unsettling for at least two reasons. One is, of course, that you grieve for a person who walks away from faith in the Son of God. There's someone you love, someone in your family circle, your son, your daughter, once professed faith, walks away from the whole thing. And you grieve because you're saying to yourself, and perhaps even to them, why would you walk away from faith in the Son of God who loves you and offers you everlasting life? Why would you do that? And it's profoundly disturbing for another reason. Because it raises the question, what if that happens to me? Now, you see, that's precisely the position that these people were in. There's all these folks who had once professed faith, they were walking away. And there won't be a single person here in this congregation today who doesn't know at least someone who has walked away from faith. And you may well have wondered, well, if it happened to them, might that happen to me? And that's what John's dealing with right here. Now, the way he answers this very real and very profound question is by pointing to the fact that the people he's writing to here have not abandoned the faith. That's the first and very obvious thing. Look, they went out, you didn't. You're here. So why? What's the difference? Why did they go out and why did you stay? That's the question. How come? Why is it that you have stayed faithful when other people have walked away? And the answer John gives, dear friends, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Assurance Grows as You Listen to the Witness of the Spirit. It's part of a larger series called How Can I Be Sure? And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, you can listen online. Just come to openthebible.org. There you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen on the go if you have the Open the Bible app. It's a great way to connect with Pastor Colin's teaching on demand. The app is free. You'll find it at your app store. Or again, you can listen online at openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
The reason you have stayed faithful through all the pressures that you have endured, all the discouragements you have faced, all the trials that have come in your life, all the tests of your faith, the reason that you still love and serve Jesus today is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's the distinguishing factor. There is no other higher explanation. And he says it so clearly in verse 20. Having spoken about these folks who've gone out, he draws the contrast. Verse 20, you have been anointed by the Holy One. That's your assurance. The Holy Spirit is at work in you. And that is why you are staying faithful today when others have packed up and gone home. Now, I want to make 7 observations about the ministry of the Holy Spirit from this wonderful first letter of John so that we can take in the wonder, or at least something of it, of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian believer. First, John makes it very clear that the Holy Spirit is sent by Jesus. Chapter 2 and verse 20, you have been anointed by the Holy One. So Christians are anointed with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy One who sends this anointing is the Lord Jesus Christ. Again and again in Scripture, it's the Lord Jesus, it's the Redeemer, it's the Messiah who is referred to as the Holy One of God. And John says here that he sends the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you, he will bear witness about me. He said again, if I do not go away, the Helper, a way that he referred to the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus is the Holy One of God, and he sends the Holy Spirit. That's the first thing that John affirms here. The second is, to whom does he send the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is given to all who are in Christ. Writing to these believers, he says, you have been anointed by the Holy One. So Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, and John refers to the gift of the Holy Spirit here as an anointing. That's a very significant word in the Bible. In the Old Testament, of course, prophets and priests and kings were anointed with oil for service to God. You remember perhaps that Samuel poured out oil over the head of David when he was anointed for the service to which God had called him as the king. And it says in the Scriptures, 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, that when the oil was poured upon him, when David was anointed, the Holy Spirit rushed upon him. And so what is being conveyed here is this very wonderful truth that the Holy Spirit, will give to the one who is called all the gifts and all the wisdom and all the power for the work that that person is called to do. That's the significance of the anointing. And John says here, you have been anointed. And so he's pointing to this wonderful reality that as God has called you to this Christian life, you have been anointed for it. You have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will give you all that you need to do all that God calls you to do. You are equipped. And that is why you will be able to persevere. You're not doing this alone. Third observation, the Holy Spirit remains in all who believe. So it's Jesus who gives the gift of the Holy Spirit. He gives the gift of the Holy Spirit to all who are truly in him. And this gift is a gift that remains. Chapter 2 and verse 27. But the anointing that you received from him abides in you. Christian brother, sister, you do not need to worry about the Holy Spirit being taken away from you. Isn't that good news? The Holy Spirit is given to all of Christ's people. And John says here, the Holy Spirit remains in all of Christ's people. I don't need to worry about whether the Holy Spirit will be with me next Wednesday, just to pick a day. You know, what day or what event most worries you in the future? How am I going to face this when it comes? Well, the Holy Spirit remains with you. He's going to be with you on that day when you face that as well. You'll have all that you need for everything that you face because he's going to remain with you. He'll remain with you.
That is good news, isn't it? The Holy Spirit remaining with us. You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. Our message is called Assurance Grows as you listen to the witness of the Spirit. And unfortunately, we do have to pause the teaching here, but we will continue next time. If you ever miss a broadcast, you can always listen online. Just come to openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Again, that's at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. It's your generosity that allows us to bring you Pastor Colin's teaching, whether it's on the radio, the app, or online, as well as all the other resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, as our way of saying thanks, we want to send you a book written by Donald MacLeod called Faith Undaunted. And Colin, what is this book about?
Well, it's in the title, Faith Undaunted. And the word undaunted, of course, is recognizing that we live at a time when there are many people who want to dismiss Christian faith absolutely. How could you possibly believe this? It's outdated and so forth. And I think sometimes Christians feel intimidated by the dismissive way in which people speak about Christian faith as if it was absolutely impossible. Donald MacLeod, who is a professor, a very, very brilliant man, makes the point very clearly that actually everyone has some sort of faith, whether it be an atheist, whether it be someone who is looking at science and is dismissing Christian faith. Everyone is drawing conclusions from certain data, and Christians are the same. Christians are drawing conclusions from evidence that is made available to us. And he makes this point very, very compellingly. And so I find that this is a book that I think will encourage Christians, in other words, give some courage so that we are undaunted. There is reason for believing what you believe as a Christian. Don't let anybody intimidate you about your faith. Faith Undaunted will help you to have the courage of your convictions, and I think it was a really helpful and encouraging book.
Well, we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-673-6365. That might be easier to remember as 1-877-OPEN-365, or again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. God's word is the food that will nourish your soul. You need it every day. And Open the Bible Daily is a daily devotional that will open the Word of God and lead you to Jesus. It's available for free on our website, openthebible.org. For more information, visit openthebible.org/daily. That's openthebible.org/daily.